everybody.
That's very spooky for a Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
Well, this is kind of a spooky film, eh?
Yeah.
It's kind of like, it's obviously Christmas themed, but it's not like not a bloody happy one, because we're a bit of a crazy gang, so we just do weird stuff.
Mix it up.
Switching it up, yeah.
The film that we did, that we watched, we're going to talk about today, is Krampus.
Krampus.
2015. Krampus. 2015. I saw this when it came out, and I was like, I feel like this is an underrated film, to be honest.
Yeah,
this,
I
like,
think it should be an 18.
Yeah.
Well, I was meaning more like it's people don't regard it as being very good, but I think it's actually got like some
there's
good quality.
Yeah, well, we can delve into it. It's weird, because the only other time I've ever heard of Krampus was in the US office.
Yeah.
As Dwight Santa. It's Krampus.
Yeah.
I've never heard of it.
It is like a real...
It is real, yeah.
In Germany and stuff, it's like a real... Or like Austria and stuff, it's like a real...
Thing,
yeah. Wow. But it's like... Punishes children for being bad, as opposed to giving things to children for being good.
Oh my God.
I think the way, like... Obviously, we'll get to it in a bit, but the way they, like... The design of Krampus is really cool.
Yeah.
The face and stuff is so good. I like it. Right. So this is like... It's kind of like a... A weird, like tongue-in-cheek kind of horror. It's like it's almost like a parody at points, I think.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah. It doesn't take itself too seriously.
Yeah, like some parts are funny and some parts are like, yeah. Spooky.
It's got some like good actors in it that I like. It's got like the mum of the family is Toni Collette, who is in Hereditary. We saw that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And the dad, is Parks and Rec.
Adam Scott. His character in Parks and Rec is probably the sitcom character that I relate to the most.
Fair.
Really?
I just feel like I like that guy.
And the uncle's a famous actor too.
Yeah.
He's funny in this. Just mean. And other kids are like no name actors. Well, not that I know them anyway.
Yeah, I don't know them.
No. So it's as I said, 2015 horror Christmas comedy film. It's kind of a weird mashup.
Yeah.
But
we'll just.
You go.
I've got two polls on Instagram.
Oh, of course. I'm sorry.
The polls. The polls.
So I asked one. Ever watched Krampus? What do you guys think?
I said yes, because I just had seen it.
I actually didn't see the polls, unfortunately.
Did you not? That's okay. So 67% said no, and 33% said yes, which is kind of expected.
Yeah, I thought it's a pretty obscure film, so I'm surprised even that many people have seen it.
Yeah, and I had never heard of it. So also I asked, can Christmas films be horrors? Yes, change it up, or no, keep it cheery. What do you guys think?
What did I say? Damn it.
I think they can definitely be horrors. Christmas is just like the setting. It isn't necessarily.
I said yes.
Yeah, I think. Keep it. That can be spooky. Yeah, Craig, you did say yeah.
You think it can be spooky?
So any film can be anything. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But we were outvoted. The 55% said no, keep it cheery, and 45% said keep it change it up.
Surely you get a bit boring watching happy films all the time, though. That sounds pretty depressing for me, but.
I
think that horror films kind of add a bit more dimension to it as well, because horror, like Christmas films, are also like cliche, whereas like something like this kind of turns it on its head,
yeah,
in a cool way,
and it make people believe in Father Christmas.
Father Christmas, Christmas, it's Christmas.
Okay, let's go.
Right, so this film takes place like over the Christmas period. It starts off like 3 days before Christmas. And it's got this, like, it's about these, like, two, well, it's one big family, the Engel family, and they kind of come together. The two different families join together to their different house, and they've got, like, they kind of aren't, they're all so dissimilar. Look at them go.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
Like, there's the main family who's got Adam Scott, dad, and then his wife, and then they've got a son and a daughter, Tom and Sarah, and Max and Beth, and then his mum. Is also there. He's German. Mm-hmm. They call her Omi.
Yeah.
Omi. That's quite a nice. I don't know if that means as her name or if that is her, like, she's her gran.
I think that's what people call gran in that country.
I like it. Omi.
Yeah.
Who, she just speaks German all the time. Yeah. And then they kind of come into contact with Sarah's sister's family as well, and they're kind of like of a less privileged background, a bit less well off.
Yeah.
And they've got like her husband Howard, who's this big like
Republican.
Yeah, Republican, drinking all the beers, shooting all the guns, big dog, big car. Thinks he's like a big man.
Yeah.
But we can see that he's actually not a big man.
He's not.
And then you've got like four kids they've got, because they've got four kids, because they've got like, Howie Jr., who's silent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And these two, like, I don't know if they're twins or if they're just sisters, but Stevie and Jordan.
And a little baby. You know the little boy? I don't know why he reminds me of this, but he reminds me of, you know, in Shrek, the little boy, do the work.
Yeah.
Yeah, he does look like him. And there's also their aunt Dorothy as well, who's also there.
Yeah, she's also famous. I've seen her before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's an alcoholic as well.
In real life?
No, that's her. Well, no, all right. That's her main role. Right. She's an alcoholic.
Oh, I didn't even pick up on that.
Well, she just drinks all the time.
Oh, wait, I do remember it when she let the little boy drink, actually.
That's true. She said, don't tell your father. Don't tell your father. So then it's kind of like the first half of the film, it's kind of like them showing that there's a bit of tension between them all. This guy, Max, he's probably the main character of the film, actually, Max.
Yeah.
He's writing his letter to Santa and stuff, like, I still believe Santa bring all the good stuff to the family.
Oh, no, we enjoy the open scene.
What is open scene?
It's like black. It's like the sales in the shop, and it has like a Christmas song. So it's like all cheery at first. You know, it's all cheery, all the decorations, and it cuts all the people standing outside the door, and it's like slow motion. Everyone like bursts into the store. Everyone's like fighting each other for their presents.
Oh yeah.
I do remember that. It's quite a funny scene actually, because obviously
that's what it's really like. It's maybe all happy, but in reality,
yeah, immediately shows that like this is not.
Normal. Yeah, I was laughing at that actually.
Yeah, people are, like punching each other and like stepping on each other's heads trying to get those toys.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then that's
what it's like in America more. Like,
yeah, more than here. Like I think more than here, everyone's just a bit more chill about it, but then America, yeah.
Yeah.
See the Black Friday sales and that's mental.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, we have Black Friday here, but we don't have Thanksgiving, so we have absolutely got no reason for there to be Black Friday.
Yeah, so silly.
But it's like Black Friday here, like you never go into a shop, you just kind of like Amazon and things like that.
Yeah.
Things
like that.
Yeah. So Max is writing his wee letter.
Yeah.
He's like, I still believe. And then his grand Omi is like, that's okay, you still believe. Make sure you give your letter to Santa. And he can get they kind of get on quite well.
Yeah. But Omi does give off some like kind of weird vibes.
Yeah, she's making like these weird little cookies and stuff as well.
Yeah.
And she's like, yeah, she's acting all suspicious.
Yeah, she keeps saying making sure the fire's on and everything.
Yeah,
making sure
the fire's lit. Yeah. They have this like, but they end up having this dinner. It's like they've obviously spent ages making this dinner, and it's kind of like a stressful time for them. It's a couple of days before Christmas at this point, and they're all sitting there going like, "This meat, I don't like this." the other family are like, "This is crap."
Yeah, but that's what she's really such like nice stuff.
Yeah.
Like proper put effort in it and everything. They're just slating it off.
Yeah.
Because it's too fancy for them or something.
Yeah. So they brought like, I'll just stick with the hot dogs and the macaroni and cheese, please.
Oh my lord.
Doesn't sound too bad, but like this is a fancy meal we're talking about here.
Yeah.
You have to have a fancy macaron if you're going to have it.
Macaron.
So at this point, Max gets his letter stolen by the two twins. I'm going to call them twins because it's easier. The two sisters. And they're like making fun of his letter. Like, oh, look at this. Your stupid little letter. Asking for the family to all be happy, you idiot.
Mm.
Don't you know Santa's not real? Because Santa believes in Santa. Well, Max, sorry, believes in Santa. I'm sure Santa does too.
Yeah, he's like the only one that left that kind of believes in Santa.
Yeah, it's the film is mostly based around what he ends up doing. Like he gets so mad. I quite like the conversation that his dad has with him because he treats him like he's like a person. He goes upstairs and he's like I know you don't like these people. I don't like them either. But
yeah, the only thing was it's just a weird way to describe it. I don't know why at the time I just like paused it. I had to say at the time. Adam Scott obviously was really good, but it just it felt so weird. It felt like the boy was an actor, but that just doesn't sound right to describe it. Like, it just felt like he was like, you know what I mean? You know when you got something in your hands, you're just reading something straight from your hands.
Yeah.
It just didn't feel as natural as he was good in other parts, but just that part there, I was like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Sorry, kid.
Took me
zero
away.
Stars from Craig.
Zero stars for me and that and that small monologue. That small conversation. You didn't do well enough.
But he's like, well, come on, we'll a couple of days, we'll get through this, and they'll be gone, so it's fine. And he's like, yeah, cool, whatever. And then his dad leaves, and he's like, rips up the letter, tears it all up into little pieces, throws it out the window, and we kind of follow the letter out the window, kind of like floats up into the sky. It reminds me of like in Forrest Gump where it follows the feather through the sky.
Yeah. Goes like a wee tornado and like takes into the sky.
Yeah. And it's like a little, so we see like the weather kind of turns as the note flies out into the air in pieces. It starts to go all like dark and dreary.
Like a storm.
Yeah.
Oh no.
They have like a, they go and towards the in the evening, they're like, they're just sitting in the living room like watching their iPad or whatever, or just sitting around doing whatever.
They don't really have any signal.
No, yeah. But yeah, like, why are you saying, yeah, exactly. Can you hear Betsy barking in the other room? We'll continue. We'll continue anyway.
Keep it in.
Treat. A bit of flavour.
Is she okay?
She's fine. Poppy was just going. Poppy must have left the room.
Aww.
So there's this big, massive storm comes into town, like a proper bad storm.
Yeah.
And they're all looking at the window, and then Max is like, why is there like a snowman there?
They're huge as well, by the way. That snowman, that's what ginormous.
Big, beefy snowman. And it's like, why is there a snowman there? As quick, because they don't really draw attention to it again, but like throughout the film, like more and more snowmen just appear in the garden.
Mm. Were the snowmen not the elves?
Yeah, I think so. But like, they don't really like.
They don't
talk
it's about
also
it.
So weird how no one else thought that was weird. Literally, a massive storm outside. Like, it was like gale and winds, everything, and those
and all the houses across the road were just abandoned.
Yeah, and someone had managed to go out and build this perfectly huge snowman.
Didn't they say it was like all the neighbors are going away on holiday?
Yeah,
and it's like the neighbors are going away on holiday. They two different families, and also like, but what about the Petersons? Like, oh no, the Petersons. We can't talk to them after the noodle incident. We just never say what it is.
Noodle incident.
How bad could it be?
Oh gosh.
The noodle incident.
Then Beth, the sister, she's like, I'm not here from my boyfriend because they've not got signal or something. I'm going to go and see him at his house or something. Or he's outside. And they're like, no, don't go. And then they're like, okay, go. Come back though. And then she goes.
She goes out. And then,
like, it's proper bad as well.
Yeah, the storm's like almost death level bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But she doesn't actually make it to his house. Or does she?
No, we don't see her get to the house. No.
No, she sees like this guy like running across all the roofs.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the design of it's quite cool. It's just like this big like massive blob.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like a giant beaver or something. Mm-hmm. Like in a body shape.
Running across all the roofs. So she like panics and tries to run away. He's like running in line with her, and then she runs underneath this
truck thing.
Yeah, DHL truck.
Oh yeah, because he just got a delivery.
Oh yeah, in the morning of that day, the DHL dropped off this big massive sack of like presents.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then he just dropped off a little package, but then he's like,
there was one at the door.
Oh, are these from you as well? And he's like, no, it must be from someone else. And it's just this massive sack of presents.
Yeah.
So then they don't hear from the daughter.
No.
We kind of see her, like, she gets, like, she hides under this truck, and this little, like, she's looking around, like, all scared, and this little jack-in-the-box appears.
And just starts playing some music.
It's like, ding, 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 ding.
Jack-in-the-boxes are so freaky in horror films.
Yeah. It's weird, though, because, like, obviously they're not really a toy now. It's because they're old, I suppose. That's why they're scary.
Yeah, probably.
Like, I've never seen a jack-in-the-box in real life, I can think of.
John, we had them.
Yeah, we had one.
Yeah, but like, okay, maybe like, okay, like 99% of the time I see them, they're in horror films as like horror
films. Yeah, they are. Yeah.
Did we actually have them? I can't think of that.
Yeah. So she's
so they realise that she's gone.
She's gone.
So then, was he going to get like a, we don't really see what happens, but she's like,
yeah, we hear her like screaming.
And there's like a kerfuffle, like, the van's like moving about.
Yeah.
And we're like, that's the audience. That's what I was screaming anyway. I don't know about you guys.
Yeah, you and Betsy.
She was like,
Betsy.
So then like the two dads of the family are like, wait, we're going to go out and find her because what happened to her? She's been gone for hours.
Yeah.
So they go outside and it's like proper bad. It's so rainy. They go out windy and like horrible.
His big truck. His big.
Yeah, his big beast. Yeah. It's called like a Charlene or something like that. It's got some funny name.
Yeah.
Brandine! Or something like that.
Brenda.
Brenda, yeah, but it's got like. He's got like a big like massive shotgun at the back and gives him like a little pistol. He's like, whoa, this is heavy. He's like, yeah, that's Linda's.
So that,
I feel like that's it's just I can't imagine like having a gun in your car. It just feels so weird.
It's just it's so weird.
Because if your car like burned down or whatever, surely the gun would just go off.
Or all the bullets would start going off, like pinging about.
Yeah, the caps would just pop. Yeah, that's in a film, is it not? Why is it where all the bullets just start going off? I can't remember.
I feel like I've seen something before. Yeah,
it's not in this film anyway.
Especially like a shotgun shell, like all the pellets just go flying everywhere.
Yeah, just like buckshot going everywhere.
It's scary.
So then they eventually arrive at the boyfriend's house. No, they first see a truck.
The DHL truck.
And then there's nobody in it, and they're like, what's going on? There's like there's presents in the back in the seat. The driver keys are in it. The door's open. And the car, yeah.
Yeah.
It's full of snow. It's like, what the hell?
And they're looking around. It's a snowmobile. Is that a snowmobile?
Yeah, you're right, actually. Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
And they're like looking around, like, what's even happening here? So then they eventually arrive at the boyfriend's house, and there's just like nothing there.
Yeah, and they walk over to the chimney, and there's like
a crack.
Yeah, there's a big crack, and there's like two hoof marks in the snow, and they're like, what? There's like a lamb?
Yeah. So you're walking on its hind legs, and on the fridge, there's like a little teddy stabbed onto the fridge.
Yeah.
They sound sick. Some sicko must have done this.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, but it must be like a pretty impressive stab, because you drink, like, is this fridge not like made of like metal?
Yeah, but like, Sean, it's a creature.
Yeah, but yeah, no, but like, I mean, like stabbing the like a human must have stabbed the gingerbread.
Oh,
yeah, in real life. That's no, well, true. Unless it's not actually gingerbread, it's just like made to look like gingerbread.
No, no, I mean, no, I was being more like, well, we find out later on that those gingerbread guys are real people, like the little gremlins.
Yeah. Yeah.
But then, like, so someone's like stabbed straight through this little man into the fridge, and there's like in the fridge. But I feel like it'd be hard to stab into the fridge. But I don't know, maybe not.
Maybe it's just a film.
Okay. I guess I'll never point at anything that's wrong ever again.
You know what, Sean? I actually would be quite interested if they don't like Mythbusters, but
they don't like everything. If we actually have the resources to test it, that'd be good. So then there's like a. They're looking around the house, as you said. It's like the house is like left open. It's all ruined. The guy's like, oh, the gas line must have broke. But it's like it doesn't look like a gas line's broken. It's like. The whole house is empty. they kind of like they start to leave. They're like, well, I don't know where he is. Mm-hmm. So they eventually make it back. But there's like the Howie, who's the guy who's like all the gun guy, gets like grabbed underground
by something from the snow. Yeah,
he's like, it's biting me.
Tom's like, blah blah blah.
Yeah, he's never held a gun before, but he just absolutely drops it.
He does indeed. Yeah. We don't really see what it is. It's just under the snow.
Yeah.
And it grabs him, and he manages to get back to the house, and he's all like, "My leg!"
Everyone's like,
"What's going on?" And then he's like, "Oh my god!" Blah, blah. He's like going all about how horrible it is, and then
Adam's like,
"Yeah," he's like, "Shut up."
Not here. Not here.
Oh yeah, nothing's wrong. Don't worry, kids.
Run along, kids, to the toilet. And we'll have a conversation.
Oh, that's what they said.
The Max is like, I won't leave.
Yeah.
I'm the kid who's the main character.
But then the auntie's like, right, fine, I'll take you all to the room.
fine, we can all get bevies.
I'll show you how to make peppermint schnapps or whatever.
And then that's what the little kid, do the roar kid. He teaches him how to make this drink, and then he's just like staring at her. She's like, okay.
He's like puppy dog eyes.
Yeah. All he does is stare. He just stares at everything on the whole film.
Because he can't speak.
And then we see, even in the next scene, he doesn't really say anything either. He gets, we have them all sleeping at night, and it was like, the one of them's like, all right, I'll wait up tonight. I'll have first watch. And then it cuts to him, and he's like, I just asleep straight away.
And then, like, but the grand said, you have to keep the fire burning because he fell asleep, the fire went out.
They've boarded up the house as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, they've probably fortified because they're now scared of whatever's out there. Because they think it's they think it could be a bear or something. They don't really know what it is.
Yeah, they were like, it's a bear. And then Max was like, there's no bears.
Yeah.
But yeah.
That was why it was so scary.
Yes, they were all sleeping in the living room, and then the fire goes. And goes out, and then you just hear this little get like chain coming down the chimney. You're like, what the heck is that?
What the heck? It was absolutely scary.
It was a hoot. A hoot. And do the roar kid wakes up and he goes, what the hell? There's a bloody gingerbread on the end of that hook. Let me have a nibble. Then he gets up.
Takes us a bite.
And then it goes.
And he gets dragged away. Yeah. The only thing he just says that's the only thing he ever says in the whole film.
Yeah. Because he can't talk.
Because he's do the roar and then Shrek ate his tongue.
Yeah. That's why.
That's why in the canon of the film. So as they're fighting, they're grabbing him back, and then so the mum Sarah grabs his feet, and then everyone else grabs her feet, and then as it's all happening, a fire starts. So then they're all like, "Get the fire extinguisher!" Before that, they're just watching the tree burn down, and he's like, "Get a fire extinguisher." He's like, "Oh yeah, the thing we do when we get fire, of course." That makes so much sense.
Haha, makes lots of sense.
Ha ha ha! That's great. Ha 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 ha! So they put the fire out, but the little. What's his name? Uncle Howie. No, little Howie. Howard Jr. Howie gets taken. They're like, Howie! No, Howie! And then in the scuffle, the mum of the other family sees a little gingerbread man going,
Wah-ha! Yeah.
We're like, what the heck?
Gingerbreads can speak.
Gingerbread
rock.
So, They lose a kid. They're like, well, they've lost another kid. And then they've lost, both families have lost one kid now. And we're like, oh, damn, this is getting real. And they're inside, they can know how to get inside the house. And then Omi, who's the gran, as before, she's like, I will tell you the story about Krampus.
They're all just like chill, just like sitting around while she's telling the story. Their kid's actually just been stolen, and what their other child's missing outside. And they're just like, yeah, we'll have some time to listen to this story.
It's kind of a weird situation to be in, because obviously, like, your instincts would be like, I'll go and find my kid. But at the same time, if you leave, like, what about your other kid?
Might die.
Could be die. Yeah. So I'd be a little bit, a bit conflicted. Don't mind saying it. I wouldn't know what to do. Don't mind saying it. If Betsy was to disappear, what would I do?
Yeah, that's true.
I would open a packet of crisps and she'd be, like, right up next to me.
She'd be back.
She'd find her way back. Funny. Or I'd just stand up and she'd be like, right next to me, like, where are we going? Right, so then she just says, like, Krampus, he's like an ancient spirit. They say he predates Santa, which, considering what he looks like, seems a bit unlikely.
Yeah.
Because his design is based off Santa, like an evil Santa.
Yeah.
But like saying that, like, it's not like, he doesn't sound like, it's not like a man going like, oh, I'm an evil Santa. He's more like a demon with so happens to have the form of a Santa.
Evil Santa.
And she remembers back when she was a kid, and we know that she's German, and she says she's probably like 80, and in the flashback she's probably about 5, 7, 8.
Yeah.
So I presume that it's like during like hyperinflation in Germany before the Second World War, potentially. I don't know. They also could have implied that she's Jewish as well. So maybe it's something to do with that. They're in a ghetto or something.
Oh, yeah, because at the dinner table, they're like, what, they're are you Jewish?
Fighting for food.
Yeah.
On the flashback, they're all like, we have to go to a van for food.
So it could potentially be in a ghetto. He's like, oh, all the people lost their way. Whatever. That we could be implying maybe during sure that time.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bit of a shame. And then, so she's like, that was the time that I lost hope in Christmas. And then she came home, and then all her family was like killed while she was sleeping by this like demon. She like mm-hmm. she stood there scared, waiting for it to happen to her as well. And then they said Krampus. We see him wink at her.
Yeah.
Krampus did not despair me and gave me a little gift. And we see like a little bauble. It's a little cool. Yeah. It's quite a cool design of the bauble. Like a little, it says like Krampus on it.
It's like Polar Express.
It is like Polar Express. All aboard!
Yeah.
Honk, honk. Chugga, 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 chugga. That's got a good soundtrack, that film.
Yeah, it does.
And Tom Hanks plays like five characters in that film.
Yeah, he does. He plays like everyone.
He even plays the little boy.
Oh, that's actually mentally.
That's not true, but...
He did play him.
Did he really?
Yeah. He played the main... He played the little boy in this film as well.
Did he actually?
He's
pretty convincing. You said he was a bad actor, though, Craig, a minute ago.
Tom Hanks.
Well, you said that little boy was a bad
actor.
Yeah,
no, because that after that scene, they replaced him with Tom Hanks.
They filmed the chronological order as well.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. So then the what's his name, Howard, is like, no, that's lies. Why am I sitting here listening to made up stories? And then everyone's like, well, you never know.
Yeah, no, he's like, I'm going to go out there and get my kid back. And he like opens the door and then they're like, no, you're not.
Yeah,
he pulls the gun and the other dad is like, I'm going to kill you if you don't stop me.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right, bit of an escalation there, my friend.
A little bit too far, but okay.
We bit too far. Just our kid's missing. Nothing too crazy.
Not much.
Sure, dumb then, kid.
At this point, they're like, we should just stay inside and fortify because like, it's not a good idea for us to go out. So yeah. Then they kind of like go around. They're all like just living in the house now.
Yeah, they board up all the windows.
They do board up all the windows. They've already did that.
Oh yeah, yeah, they have already did that. If I remember where they board up the window was. Oh my god, where did they get these hundreds of planks from?
Oh, yeah.
What's my? Yeah, I don't know. Who knows? Maybe they got a little workshop in the back. Got a little factory in the back.
Maybe, yeah.
Maybe. So then they're like, I don't believe this. It seems a bit unlikely. And then all these little toys, that come to life.
Yeah, they hear these noises in the attic.
Like the creature in the attic is like a cool, like scary.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so weird. I've never seen anything like it.
It's like a big, you can hear it's like a gooey worm, but it's wearing like a clown costume.
Yeah, it's like a giant jack in the box.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what it's like.
We see it open.
Its mouth open three ways. It's got three lips.
It's a predator.
Yeah.
It's quite cool. And then, so Stevie and Jordan, who are the twin girls, they go upstairs and they're eaten by, one of them's eaten, Jordan is eaten by the monster.
It's a big giant thing. It just like stuffs it down. Yeah. Huge.
Yeah,
and three parents go back upstairs.
Yeah. The parents come up. That's why like scrapping shoes.
Yeah, it's like a little bear with got little teeth.
Yeah, because all the presents from the bag, the delivered era, all like jump out their boxes.
Yeah.
Come to life.
They're all alive, yeah.
And I'm like, ah.
They're gonna eat her. And it's gonna eat me.
Oh my god.
That they're going to eat me! Oh my god! We should do that film. Is that on anything?
I don't think it is. We should do it though.
Nilbog? It's Goblin backwards! That's the name of the town.
Really? Oh gosh.
So, there are all these people who start fighting. Apparently the big clown, the big clown thing, the Jack in the Box boy, he's called Der Clown.
The clown.
They managed to fight off all the different toys. Like the Howard downstairs, because he doesn't go up the stairs because he's got this weird like, mangled leg.
Yeah.
And then he's fighting these little gingerbread men with his nail gun.
All these three gingerbread men are like shooting this nail gun at him, and he's got a gun.
Yeah, he's got like a real gun, and they're beating him.
He eventually stops. No, he kills all of them. And he's like in the corner, and then one's like jumping at him, And then the dog just beats him.
Yeah, because the whole way through the film, he's like, oh, you're so useless. You're such a useless dog.
Yeah, yeah. Rosie, the dog called.
Yeah, and then he eats it. She eats the person, and he's like, yes, my girl.
Let's go.
You silly.
So there's a lot of a lot of fighting here. They kind of come out on top. They manage to make it out, but then right as they get they all leave, the grandma's like, elves, and then they smash in the window.
Tundies be elves. They also quite scary as well. They're kind of like masks on.
I quite like them though. They're quite like, they have a cool design.
Yeah.
They're like actually scary as well.
I wish we should do more of the elves, didn't we? They're cool.
I think there's like, what, we'll come into the end of it, but like there's quite a lot of stuff that like they don't say, and I like that, and like I think it's cool that there's like all this kind of, we see things happening, we're like, I don't know what that means, but like it's cool, we can imagine there's so much stuff happening behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Very scary. So then at this point, like, all like loads of people go disappear at this point. Like the baby is snatched by...
Yeah.
By one of the elves. Part of that elf has a name, but I don't know.
The auntie's like, see ya.
see ya. She gets taken. And they also take... The dad willingly goes. He like jumps on to try and get the baby back.
Yeah.
And then they're all like... They're counting down the people at this point. Like, so that's three people gone like straight away.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're like... They have a plan. They're going to try and get to the snowplow.
Well, yeah, because it's weird. Krampus like whistles and then all the elves just leave.
Yeah, he summons them all back to him.
Yeah.
Maybe because they're gonna have dinner time, boys.
Time to feed.
Looks like meat's back on the menu, boys. And they go, that's so from Lord of the Rings.
So then, they need to make a plan to go.
Yeah, so the plan is like they're going to try and get to the snowplow, and then they're going to drive to the mall, and if nothing's there, they're going to keep driving.
Mm-hmm.
So then they're like, okay, let's leave right now. So only people who are left right now are the two mums, the Omi, the gran, and then one kid from each of the families.
Max and
Stevie.
Yeah.
And the dad as well. Mm-hmm. They're all alive. And they're trying to like... Their plan is to leave, but so then Omi, as we're leaving, Omi's like, nah, I'm staying.
Omi,
my dude, just stay here. Omi.
Come on, Omi, you're better than that, eh?
She's like, nah, I don't want to go. I want to go to bed.
She's going to hold them, she says she's going to hold them off.
And we're like, what does that even mean? And then a police car rolls up and she's like, I was going to put sound effects in this now.
God damn it.
No, it's like Omi closes the door and it's like she gets a kid. We're like, what's she talking about? And she rips out this RPG. And we're like, nice, it's been a massive rocket launcher. And she's like, nice to meet you.
Yeah, I remember that part.
She turns like a Tropic Thunder. And he's like, right then, he's like, who are you? I'm a rice farmer. Takes two guns from underneath his outfit. That's what she does. She's an old woman.
That's quite a good film, actually.
It is, but I don't think it would definitely wouldn't be very well taken today.
No. I'm a dude playing a dude disguised as another dude. Classic. Right, so then they're all trying like they make their way. Omi's now left. She's like, I'm gonna sacrifice myself. Cool. And then she is then killed by Krampus.
Well, you kind of feel like there's some hope. Like, you're like, oh, whoa, he's not about to kill her. And then he just does it.
So then we see all of them kind of, like, make their way to this big truck. And on the way, like, most of them die. Most of them die.
Yeah.
Like, all of the parents die. Yeah. So now it is literally just Max and
one of the twins.
Is it Sarah?
No, Stevie.
Yeah. Stevie. So Stevie's taken because the elves show up.
Yeah.
It's cool because like, one of the elves gets eaten by the ground thing as well.
Yeah.
But they're not together. They're just like there. I like that.
Yeah, it's interesting.
So now literally it's just Max left. And then Krampus drops down right in front of Max. He's like, gives him this little piece of paper. And we're like, what is that? And it's like, it's a Krampus bell, but it's all wrapped up in the note that he had ripped up at the very start of the film.
Mm-hmm.
And is that the first time we see his face? Maybe we see it when Omi dies. His first, like, his face is like, he looks like he's wearing like a Santa costume, but it's like all like blacked out with like coal or soot or whatever.
Yeah, and his mouth is like open.
Yeah, it's like melting kind of Santa face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's got like these dead eyes. He's got these big hoofs and big massive horns. But it's
like, because of his hood, you can like just see his face. That's the effect.
Yeah. He's got a big, this kind of weird beard, a scraggly beard as well. It's got like these big massive claw hands.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty scary design, to be honest.
Pretty gross.
So then we're kind of like, okay, so he's left him to live so he can pass on the message.
Mm-hmm.
But then Max doesn't give up though. He's like, nah.
He's like,
give you back my family.
Me. Yeah.
Take me instead.
And then they grab him. And there's like, he's like, so then Max like chooses to sacrifice himself. But then Krampus starts to laugh.
He grabs him.
Then Max says he's sorry for losing his spirit.
Yeah.
But then he's like, oh well, dropped him into the hell pit. Because there's this cool little camp where all the elves are kind of like, they're dancing about and like trying to eat this food and stuff. It's like an actual proper like little town they've made.
Yeah.
It's very weird.
Yeah, because you think that Krampus is about to be like, oh, okay. And then you just hear them, all the little elves start sniggering, and I was like, no.
Yeah.
And he gets thrown in hell.
I'm like, ah! But then...
wakes up.
Oh my gosh, it was just a dream.
Yeah, straight away she was like, no way, it was all that, just a dream. But I was like, that's part of the message.
I was like, thank goodness that was just a dream. Wow, he's now going to appreciate everything so much more.
He has the Christmas spirit again.
Yeah. I like the reveal where he opens the box and it's the Krampus bell.
Yeah, because they're all at first, they're just like normal Christmas, like... Yeah, this. Oh my god, one of his knuckle dust, I thought that was a bit weird.
Yeah. And then he opens the bauble and everyone like in the family just starts to look at each other.
They're all remembered.
Yeah. They're
bringing it all coming back to them.
And then
some Christmas
zooms
tunes.
Out. Yeah.
Zooms right out.
And then you see like Krampus sitting in his little house with all of the families and all the snow globes controlling them and stuff.
Yeah, so they're like, they are actually in hell.
Yeah.
So it's not a fake out, it's like a double bluff.
Yeah.
And we see that there's like a whole like massive room full of the ball, so that he's obviously doing this for a long time. Which must mean that like, that Omi's parents are in one of them as well.
Oh yeah.
And then there's kind of a weird little bit where the toys jump at the screen.
Yeah.
And that's the end. That's the end of the film.
Wow.
Classic.
Goodness gracious. Here. Classic film for a classic review.
Mm-hmm.
What was your thoughts on everybody?
Yeah, I thought it was alright.
I liked it.
I thought it got really good at the end when like everything started happening. It was cool. It was creepy before. But
yeah.
I liked it whenever the actual kicked off, like, all the toys and all that came to life, and
mm-hmm.
you know, all that. I thought that was cool.
I agree. Kind of like it's a bit slow at the start.
Yeah,
but I do like all the kind of stuff that I said, like the little elf town and how like the elf gets eaten by the thing. Like they're not together. There's so much like implied stuff that's like we're not meant to know.
Yeah.
I enjoy that kind of stuff.
Is it maybe if you actually knew the lore, then you'd get it.
Maybe, yeah. The real life lore.
Of course.
I did quite like this. It's very, quite a unique film, I think.
Yeah. It is. Nothing like I've never seen before.
Exactly. It's a very unique kind of film. So I want to do our little review.
Yeah.
Review the thing.
What do you think then, Craig?
I'm going to give it a 7.8.
Oh,
lovely. Okay.
And
what about you, Louise?
I'll give it a 7.
A 7?
Yeah.
Lovely. I'm going to give this film a 7.2. Are we all happy with our film.
Yes.
I don't know what I'm talking about.
Thank you, Sean.
I just think that this film is, it's cool, and it gets, I know this is kind of like, it's, people don't like this film really.
I like,
just think it has, it's a good bit of fun.
It's just a bit different, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It's a bit different, isn't it?
Nothing really else like it.
There's not many Christmas horror films.
No.
So I'm keen to see what we're doing next week, obviously, because we've got like a little bit. One more Christmas.
One more event. Christmas film.
Whoa.
So then we're going to go for a quick break just now, and then we'll come back and we'll later on we'll find out what it is.
Yeah. Hello.
Hello.
Everyone. I have to ask you guys.
You have to.
No.
Gun to your head.
So, basically, wow. There's an article that says Disney have announced some new stuff. What's this all about then?
You know what it says? You know what this sounds like? You ever seen like those ransom videos when someone's been made to say something?
Craig, we did that.
We did that. That's what we did. That was the ad. Oh, yeah.
Like some of the back, like, help me.
Help me. Let me blink. Like, help me with Morse code.
Yeah.
Wait, ask me about a show, Louise, and we'll just talk about it.
Well, what about what about Star Wars?
Oh. Star Wars? Never heard of it.
Are you in relation to Disney releasing all the stuff about Marvel and Star Wars?
Yeah.
Oh, I get it.
I see. Yeah, I remember that.
A lot of that stuff, apparently.
Last Thursday, was it not?
But it was. Oh, yes, I remember. The biggest day in Star Wars news in our generation. Oh, yes, I remember.
I woke up because I had class in the morning, but I got all these weird messages. It, like, Stu sent me a message at 5 in the morning. And you sent me a message, Roshan, at, like, 10 during my class. Talking about the Star Wars news. I was like, what? What's going on? I know nothing.
Dear God.
I don't know
why. Well, The Mandalorian's been really successful for Disney. So Star Wars wise, they're releasing like
tons of stuff.
I think like loads of TV shows, like
three
spin-offs of.
They're making The Mandalorian. Three films as well.
Oh my god!
Three films. They're like they got on the Obi-Wan Kenobi series.
Yeah, it's got Hayden Christensen in it.
Christensen's come back. They got a Lando series about Lando Calrissian.
People don't know yet who's going to be in it, but obviously it must be Charles Gambino. I mean,
you'd think so, Donald Glover. Movies wise, they've got like a
Rogue Squadron.
Rogue Squadron, which is directed by the same woman who did
Wonder Woman.
So look at the release dates for this because they come out in like 2023.
I'm not actually that bothered about the Rogue Squadron one. Like I know they're cool, but yeah.
No, but like I think it will be cool. Like, it sounds interesting. It's the woman who like, Patty Jenkins, her dad is like a fighter pilot.
Yeah, the trailer was cool.
He died in like a weird way or something.
Yeah, she wanted to like find a way to like play on Marstone, and she wants Star Wars as well. Yeah.
And then Taika Waititi's also got a film coming out about I don't know what it's about, but it's like
is that the one that's based in like the High Republic? It's like
Isn't it like isn't it one of the TV shows or two of that? I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. Who knows? There's also loads of like Disney
Star Wars anime, first of our time.
Yeah. There's also The Bad Batch.
The Bad Batch. Ahsoka. Cassian Andor.
Is there anything that you're interested in, Louise, at all? Do you like Star Wars at all? Not really.
Yeah, I'm excited for a new series.
The series?
Also, yeah. Marvel stuff got dropped. The What If. I thought that looked pretty cool.
What's that about?
Like alternate realities, like alternate histories. Like if this had happened, then it was going to happen.
Oh, that sounds cool. I sound really sarcastic, but I'm not meaning to.
There's like about 12 different shows got announced, like all these little wee random ones.
Indiana Jones
as well. Let's go. For the Marvel movies, they are confirmed they're not going to try and recast Black Panther. They're just going to like roll with it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I think people, a lot of people would probably take a bit of offence if they tried to recast.
They also announced the new Fantastic Four. It's getting
I don't know.
Also, like, there's been a lot of stuff coming out about the new Spider-Man movie as well.
Yeah, with the three dudes in it.
Yeah, it's got like pretty much like loads of villains and all that kind of stuff as well.
Apparently, cool. That's what the next Doctor Strange will be about as well, because Spider-Man's might be in it. Tom Holland and one of the other ones, Tobey Maguire, I think.
They got loads of others. Like, they got a Buzz Lightyear TV series coming out.
They heard that, but it's so weird because the guy who voices Buzz Lightyear isn't voicing him this time.
No, it's Chris Evans.
Why?
Captain America. Because it's meant to be like, it's apparently, it's like the TV show about Buzz Lightyear based in the, like, because it's basically meant to be like the TV show that the toy is based off of.
All right.
In the universe.
Okay.
Oh.
It's quite funny.
I'm excited. Like, I didn't realize that this was happening.
There's hundreds, like, they announced so much stuff, like, well, it says 52 things on this, but I don't know if that's actually true.
So when's this all?
Oh, next like 5 years.
3-4 years, yeah.
Oh my god.
And you hear the stuff about the games?
No.
Well, nothing been revealed, but someone said after the closure of Battlefront 2, we're going to see any more games to one of the guys in LucasArts. And he said, this is the most excited I've ever been for Star Wars. Okay. These next few years, I think we're going to see some of the best Star Wars games I've ever seen.
Ooh.
Because it had a big, like, the one that came out last year was really good.
What?
When Fallen Order was really
good. Yeah.
I'm excited to see what happens with it. Right, are we ready to move on from this wonderful
stuff? What are you most excited for?
Most excited for? Probably. But I just finished watching The Mandalorian, so I'm kind of excited to see what happens with that. But. Yeah. Obi-Wan Kenobi, definitely, I would say, probably.
I'm excited for the one that you just spoke about with the alternative universe thing.
Actually, I'm really excited for that. Marvel one. I thought that was really cool. But to be honest, it's how you know I'm getting old. Normally, I would be excited for the... I am obviously really excited for the Kenobi one, but I'm actually really hyped for the Ahsoka one as well. So we'll see what happens.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I kind of see the Bad Batch thing as well. They absolutely nailed the...
Order 66.
I want to see what
happens. The Order 66 stuff and that, yeah, it's really cool.
Very cool. Right, I've got a bunch of these questions from Azkaban that we've been doing the last couple of weeks as well.
Oh, yeah.
Prisoner Sirius Black has just been writing in. Whilst he's been in jail, he's just writing for him.
Right, this one here is, which sibling has a weird habit? What do you think a weird habit is, Craig? Tell me a weird habit one of us do.
A habit. You know what Craig's weird habit is? Screaming in people's faces.
there's actually a picture. See if you can find it. You can. There's actual picture of me in nursery screaming someone's face up into my phone.
You're joking, Craig. Yeah.
Like, literally, someone's just trying to whisper something to me, and I'm just standing shouting in the face.
Craig. Little baby Craig.
Oh my goodness.
Weird habit. That's what I think. Not if you'd look, if you asked this question 10 years ago, you probably would answer it a lot better.
Not how?
10 years ago, like 8 years ago. When you're like an early teen and I do weird things, everyone does weird stuff.
I've got another question, right? I'll pivot. I'll say, in the morning, when we were getting ready for school, who was the fastest to get ready?
Sean.
I think so. Craig, you're definitely the slowest.
Craig, oh my god. Oh, I don't even know how you're so slow.
I used to literally fall asleep in the shower, though. I'd fall asleep standing up.
You used to walk about 2 miles.
Yeah, we're like, Craig, we're going now. And you were like, all right, cool, see you later.
Oh, my God. I'd literally be sat in the living room, like, full uniform on, bag ready, ready to walk out the door, and you'd just wander out the shower as if we're not leaving in
I would get up in the morning, get ready, and then just sit on my computer for ages.
Really?
Yeah, because you're just asleep. You're just like, 25 minutes, Craig, I'll go in the shower right now. And you're like,
Oh my god.
Yeah, I would literally sit and watch YouTube on my phone until. Yeah, I'm always off at all the time, yeah. But I'd sleep to like 1 or 2, but I'm really weird. Like, I need 8 hours sleep. Like, I've had I had 7 hours sleep last night and 6 hours sleep the night before, and today I've been absolutely dead. I've done absolutely, I can't, yeah.
I can relate to that, to be honest. I feel like really crap if I don't sleep like at least 8 hours.
If I don't get my 8 hours, I struggle. Like, even after school, like, I've come back from school and sleep sometimes. So I've got like 6 hours. Yeah, when I was at school.
What you meant now, I was like, what the hell?
Oh, but which one here, who loves the most sports? Like, who's the most into sports?
Probably Craig.
I'd probably assume, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. We're not especially that sporty, really.
No.
Nah. Like, I know you are the most, Craig, but not that much anymore.
Nah. We used to be, like, when we were younger.
Oh, yeah, like, crazy amounts when we were younger, but not anymore. But we did, like, between us, probably did, like, 13 different sports between us or something at one point. Let's go. We're so good at this. We're so good at this game that I
banging them out.
Yeah.
We're so good
I've got a good question. So everyone always asks, what's your favourite part about Christmas? So how about we mix up? What's the worst part about Christmas Day?
I don't like...
You go, Sean.
No, you can go first.
End's a cop-out. The end, just saying the end's a cop-out.
What's that mean?
Like, it's an easy answer.
You can't say that.
Yeah.
I would say my least favourite part, maybe, is like... It was a kind of a weird part where like we're like waiting for dinner to be ready. We're like, oh, it's... We think it's going to be ready, and we go up, and we're like, is it ready? Is it ready? Is it ready? Yeah. And we just sit down.
But you can see that Dad's really, really stressed.
Yeah.
So I feel bad asking, but I'm like, I can eat. I'm not eating yet, so I want to eat. Yeah. Or I have eaten, but I want to eat more. Let's go.
You go.
I think that this worst part is the day, like, once, like, the day just goes so quick. Like, when you get up to open your presents, and you put all your stuff away, you eat your dinner, and then it's literally like, time to go to bed, and you're like, oh, like, that's Christmas for another year.
Yeah, it's mad, actually.
Yeah,
it's one of the fastest days of the year, definitely.
Yeah, like, it's such a big build up.
Yeah, well, I feel like we normally eat dinner for like
hour
and a half or whatever.
Yeah,
oh, I don't love it.
There's like something like get up at like whatever time, open presents, and have like lunch or dinner or whatever it is at like 2 or like 1 or 2, whatever, and then we're just sitting like. After that, we're like, well, what do we do now?
Yeah.
We just go away and lie down for like an hour.
Yeah, because everyone's tired.
Because the two most worst part for me are, one, after you've opened your presents and you have to move everything like to where you want it.
I don't mind that. That's all right.
I can never be bored. Because I always end up dumping my bed, but then later on, I'm like, crap.
I know, you just do it in the morning.
Second of all is when you're eating Christmas dinner and you're getting to the end and you want to keep on eating because it tastes so good, but you physically just can't.
Yeah.
I hate that.
You have to be like, well, what do I prioritize here? Am I going to have a bit of meat, or am I going to have some taters?
Yeah.
Or some veg?
I'm so excited for this year, because like, we're not going to be stuck for like, there's nothing to do, because we can just take Betsy a walk.
Yeah.
Take Betsy a walk. We can just sit and play games and that as well. Because obviously now that we've all moved out, and there's literally nothing else we can do, then we're going to be just like, oh, what do you want to do together? Hang out.
I'm excited to play games. I'm so excited.
Gotcha.
I'm excited that we can hopefully we can find a time we can sit and like have some drinks together. It'd be quite fun, I think.
I thought I'd be drinking a while.
Neither.
I'll be having drinks every day because of my advent calendar.
Oh, yeah.
Just one beer every day, pretty much.
Nice.
It's a beer that I don't like. I like just give it to Poppy. Well, because we're splitting it, because she'll have one that I don't like, and then I have one that she doesn't like.
Yeah.
Lovely.
Wow.
Can you hear Betsy sniffing?
Yeah.
What about this one? Who has the better memory? I asked this on the other podcast, actually. I asked this, and then I saw you both comment and being like, yeah, I've got a really good memory. I've got a crap memory.
I have a good memory for, like, long-term memory.
Hmm.
You know what I mean?
I don't. I've got a really bad long-term memory.
But short-term memory, mine's like, people tell me her name, like, I forget. Almost, as they're saying it, I forget. You know what I mean?
My like episodic, like my actual memory, like the memories of like my childhood, for example. Every time you say something, I'm like, oh yeah.
I've got a really good memory, like primary school and things like that.
I'm
a roller.
Tell me some memories that I have that I'll be a part of it then, so I can remember.
You're a part of. I remember. Oh, I put an absolute spot.
I remember when we found out when you were born, Louise. Me and you.
Really?
Yeah, I told you this one before though.
Yeah, like that is mad how you remember that.
I would have been like 4.
That's so young.
Yeah. Wow. No, I would have been. I've been just under 4 because I've been. You were born in January.
Yeah.
It's gonna be three and 10 months.
Let's go.
It'll be so. I bet he's older than that. She's got a good memory.
Yeah. What if Betsy probably won't remember us?
No, she won't. She might remember the smell. She might know yours, but like, because you're spending so much time with her now, she'll be like, she'll get used to your smell and be like, she'll trust you.
Aww.
Because as well, because like, I imagine when she's at our house, she'll be like, doesn't want to leave me because she knows me.
Yeah, but I can already tell.
Like, Mum will give her a little bit of food and then
just follow her around.
Yeah, that will happen.
Mum had a really hard time saying no as well. Yeah. Were you there actually when I was like, can I just give Betsy a little sausage? You were like, no. She'll like choke to death if she does that.
That
gives her like an upset stomach as well.
Yeah.
Well, she eats too much, like, it's not dog food. She just feels sick. Because it's obviously so much fat and stuff and salt and whatever and all.
Yeah.
She's just not used to it. She's a little girl.
Aww.
Little girl.
She's so cute.
She's just a little girl. Do you guys think you'll get a dog one day?
Yeah, yes. I want a dog.
Definitely.
We'll get Frenchies.
No. I want to get...
Okay, you want a big shaggy dog, I remember.
Yeah.
You want a big chewy.
I want to call it chewy, yeah. That'd be so cool.
What about you, Louise?
I want a golden retriever.
So big, though.
Yeah, but nice.
They're nice, but there's... I'm there for it.
Thanks.
Who's most...
I was just going to say, because me and Dad are obviously talking about dogs, and he was like, I'd always wanted to get like a bigger dog, but now like because of Betsy and stuff like that, he wants to get a dog like similar size to her.
Yeah, because like the kind of in your head, like you think a little dog, you think like yappy and like annoying and.
But no.
And, like really like high energy or whatever, but like Betsy's just chill.
So a high energy dog would be real good fun though, especially when you're young. Even when you're old, you're bored with it.
It'd be good on the days that you've got energy and time, but the days you don't have energy and time, you're like, you go have work a 9-hour shift at work and then bucket the bus home and then have to take your dog out for an hour walk. It'd be a bit annoying.
That would be very annoying.
Very annoying. But that's the price you pay sometimes, eh?
Yeah, that's true.
For happiness.
Yeah.
There's one more question from Azkaban. His, who is the most likely in order to skydive?
I don't think anyone should say no.
Yeah, I'm 100% up.
100% up for it as well.
Life changing experience.
Anything, I'd be more like, I want to go. When you go cyber and you have to go like in tandem, that you get trained, like with someone who pulls the chute for you.
Yeah.
But like, I would be like, nah, just put me in. I want to go. I'll do it myself. I'll just jump out the plane with no parachute.
The first time, definitely, I would not want to do it by myself. I'd want someone there.
I would be so hyped to do it by myself. And like, you feel like. Your life is just in your hands. Like,
yeah, but if I got like an actual like day worth of showing me exactly how to do it,
all day.
It's like you just pull the cord. You look at the little odometer thing.
Yeah, but
that'll be like, hey, we're at 1,200 feet. Pull the cord, and it'll slow you right down.
You have to like learn how to like what if stuff go wrong and stuff like that though.
Yeah, if stuff goes wrong, you're just dead.
Yeah, because that's what I mean. Because there's ways of getting you out of it.
There's like a backup shoot and stuff.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like. If I knew exactly what I was doing, then yeah, I'd go for it.
It's like a 1 in 10,000 chance your shoot will fail, and then a 1 in 10,000 chance your second shoot will fail. So it's like a very unlikely, like 1 in 100 million that you both would fail.
I remember seeing a story of a couple that did it. The guy was like persuading his wife for ages. She was so scared to do it. I said, "Come on, go on, do it," and eventually she did it. And she fell into like electric cable lines and got electrocuted.
He didn't, she did.
But it turns out he meddled with her thing so that she would die.
He gave her life and get your life insurance, whatever.
Yeah, he persuaded her to do it. He wanted her to die. And then, yeah.
My God.
Give me some ideas. No, that's not true.
Christ, that's so scary.
It's so dark, but like, I wonder how he got caught.
Eh.
Was it surely, if if you did have insurance on it, the insurance company would have like a massive investigation trying to get out of paying the thing.
Fair enough, yeah.
Therefore.
Well, but who's more, who was one? This is our very last one for proper. Who is the more talkative?
Sean.
You, Sean, yeah.
I think we're all pretty talkative.
We are. I'm
talking to people, and a couple of people uncomfortable around that can be talkative.
Yeah, me too.
I get quiet up big time.
Yeah, so I totally shut down if I'm not comfortable.
Nah, but you still talk more than us, though.
Yeah.
I think it's because when we were younger, we kind of relied on you though, a little more.
You were our talks person. Yeah.
I'm the big one.
We turn up for a group, but you'd have to be the one to do all the talking for us. It doesn't matter anything. You go ask for it.
Good evening. I'm the oldest sibling.
I will be the talk person for tonight.
If you have any questions, ask me, and then I'll relay it to my siblings.
Please don't speak to them. Look at them. I will be the one. I am their lawyer.
Aww.
Right. You guys got any more questions?
No.
Nah.
What about this week? What are we up to?
Let's go.
Well, finished uni finally today.
Finished fourth year, that's cool.
Yeah, I'm graduated. No.
6 months uni, done.
Finished my first semester. I moved home last Friday.
I turned home and I walked there.
Yep. And basically I've just been working, doing uni work, doing actual work, going to the gym, just living my life. And then today I went out for Gigi's.
Very nice.
Yeah, it was very nice. Very fancy inside now, all been done up.
I don't even know what Gigi's is, to be honest.
It's a bar. It's an Italian. That little bar?
Yeah.
I'm really excited to get a cavalier when I go down.
Mm. When I go down. When you come here to my hometown. Oh, that's a rhyme. But yeah, that's really what I've been up to. What about you guys?
I'll be doing similar, trying to get my stuff done. I finished finished just yesterday, actually. Mm-hmm. I've been just doing my thing, just chilling around.
With Betsy.
With Betsy. Me and my gal, Betsy Girl.
Aww.
Even right now, I'm stroking her right now. You even know it.
No.
She's always there.
What have you been up to then, Craig?
So, yeah, I finished up all my stuff. I had one more essay due on Wednesday. Got that done. I've got two exams in January, so I'm going to start revising for that, but not. You know, I thought I took a few days off because I worked yesterday. Pretty awful shift. I don't know why it was so busy. Because not last Thursday before that, I was pretty dead, but it was pretty awful. I really bad. Sliced my arm off like a cardboard, but then I burnt it afterwards.
Oh my gosh.
It wasn't very nice.
So you sealed it shut.
And then that. I watched that the second season of that End of the Effing World.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
It came. I watched that in 2 days. It was quite good.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say it's as good as the first season, but I still enjoyed it. What else have I been doing? The new Warzone updates. I've been playing a bit of that.
Yeah, so have I.
You and me played together, Sean.
Sorry to say it.
In your first game, I won. My second ever game of that new map, I won. With randoms.
Times.
We'll
play like 5 games.
Quite enjoying the new that we commando on that, but anyway, we're not getting to that. What else have we been doing? That's which shopping today. Christmas shaping. Done some chill. I cleaned the flat last night. Well, cleaned part of the flat last night with Matt. Matt left this morning, so I'll do a little bit today, and then I'll finish up tomorrow.
Spring cleaning.
All right, clean up before you go.
Did you say Merry Christmas, Tom?
Yes, I said have a happy new year as well.
Aww. Did you also say have a happy Saturday for tomorrow?
Yes, I did say that. As I always say to him on a Friday night, I said have a happy have a happy Saturday. Excuse that in. But good though, because I'm now off for at least 3 weeks.
Good times.
It's going to have to be 4 though. Because they've not accepted my exam one yet.
It's going to have to be 4. I'm telling them now.
Wish that was me.
Because I have an exam on the Friday and I'm not going to work on the day before it. I could. I'll think about that later on in the time. I'm excited to come home now. I'll pack tomorrow. Finish wrapping up tonight, probably. There we go.
Nice.
What about you, Louise?
Oh,
yeah, did you?
Okay, we're on background.
What have you been watching this week, Louise? I'm curious.
I started... No, you're going to judge me.
So,
Married at First Sight.
What?
It's actually really good, guys.
Is it awful?
Definitely not.
No, it's Sean. It's one of those things that you can watch with Poppy.
Me and Poppy started. We watched all. Well, she did. I was just there for some of it. She watched through all of the Kardashians, and now she started watching Dance Moms.
He sure watched Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Yeah,
I started it and then I stopped.
Dance Moms is about parents who are like abusive to their children.
Yeah, it's scary.
Yeah. I've also started watching. Oh, I finished. As I said, finished watching The Mandalorian today. I also started the 5th season of The Expanse. It was really good.
What's that?
Sci-fi. It's like, people say it's like the new Game of Thrones. It's not as popular, obviously, but it's really good. It's like proper, like, it's like a lot of different, like, factions and all this kind of stuff. Like, loads of cogs turning. Really good.
Hmm. I think you have a track.
Yeah.
5th season just came out on Amazon. Pretty much that's all I've been up to be honest. What about you, Victor?
it's not me too bad.
What about Betsy?
Yeah, sorry, Victor, you shut up. Betsy, what have you been up to this week?
Oh, yeah. Well done, Betsy. I understand that.
Yeah. No, she's looking at me and she's confused.
Aww.
I don't mean to confuse you. Right, so is that going to do it for this week? Once we've revealed the next thing?
Yes.
Go on then, Craig.
Right, guys, so next week is the last of the first Christmas segment of this podcast.
Well done.
So we're going to go with a Christmassy film. We're going all Christmassy. It's called The Santa Claus. It's on Disney Plus. Make sure to be watching it, guys. I remember seeing it when I was a little kid, so it might not be the best.
What are you saying that now? Like, I just realized, because I haven't seen that film since I was a kid either.
Yeah.
And the Santa Claus, it's because it's like a clause in a contract. It's not like it's like, I just realized what it means.
So clever.
It's just kind of like those wee nighty Christmassy films. You kind of know what you're getting into. A bit of this, a bit of that, a bit of shenanigans.
Alright, Craig and Louise and Victor, thank you for coming along.
Thank you for having everyone.
Bye.
Bye.